Look, I know you know that I know that you know how busy we all get. Ollie can help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 years and up. And the new Ollie Brainy Chews support healthy brain function with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ollie!
I have to wear a lot of makeup for my day job, but when I'm off camera, I'm all about ease and simplicity. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. One of my go-tos is their Brilliant Eye Brightener. It's ridiculously easy to put on, and it gives my eyes the little perfect pop in seconds. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/offcamera. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/offcamera for 10% off your first order.
It's okay to indulge. Don't beat yourself up for that during the holidays. It's about finding your balance. It's not about going off the rails. All right, I'm going to have a cookie. No, I'm going to have 5 cookies. And now, because I had the cookie, I can basically give myself the excuse that the next day I can do more and more and more. And now, before you know it, like you mentioned, January 1 comes. We're sick and tired, dead to the world. And now what?
Somebody going to cue me, or do I cue myself?
Cue yourself.
Okay. Hey, everybody, we're back with another episode of Let's Talk Off Camera, so let's get talking. Woo-hoo! You know, we had so many questions about my health and wellness routine with the Ask Kelly thing. The Ask Kelly thing. what is that called?
The segment of the show.
And so I thought it'd be good to go to the experts, you know. That's why we had Dr. Erica Schwartz on. That's why we had Dr. Linda Carter on. And I thought, what better person to have on the show than Dr. Daryl Joffrey, who is a foundational expert in all of this, because it all comes from within,
yep.
Right? It's all the internal. The internal greatly impacts all this other stuff,
right?
And before we bring him into the discussion, I thought I'd talk to my trusty coworkers, Jan Chalet and Albert Bianchini. Now, Jan, Albert, I don't know who is more triggered by this segment today.
Albert's triggered.
You're pretty triggered. Okay. Albert, explain to me why.
Well, I was talking to Jan about this earlier. Annette Bianchini, may she rest in peace, 96 years old, yes. Brooklyn, New York, never met a lasagna she didn't love.
Okay.
The daily meatballs. She drank a soda called a Hammer soda, which was basically a Coca-Cola, but a Hammer brand of Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. Daily. Mm-hmm. Would pour vats of Wesson oil like over her veal parm and bake it in the oven. Mm-hmm. Lived a very happy life. And not one day in her 96 years on this earth did she look hungry.
Okay, but let me just say.
And very healthy and happy.
That Annette Bianchini, yes. May she rest in
yes.
peace,
yes.
could have lived to be 135 years.
Who the fuck wants to live that long?
She could still be making lasagnas today.
Well, that's true.
If she didn't have such.
All right, maybe I'm getting on the train.
Okay, so let's just think about that.
Those are the things that I think about when it comes to food restrictions.
You cannot.
I think of Annette Bianchini.
No. These are not food restrictions. This is a reimagining of what your insides look like. We are such an externally focused society.
Yes.
But if you could put, and I've done it, if you can put your gut up on the monitor, I've seen my gut on Dr. Daryl TV. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's a freak show in there.
Yeah.
The stuff you have floating around in your gut is terrifying. And I live a pretty clean life, although I don't know how to break it to Dr. Joffrey.
Uh-oh.
I've been taken to the sugars. I know. I don't know if it was. I don't know if it was the menopause. I don't know if it was the pandemic.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the stress of when I wrote my book and had to go on that stupid tour. Not that it was stupid. I loved seeing each and every reader of the book. But I mean, stress-inducing tour that I started, you know, I started with the birthday cake because the book came out during my birthday.
Just
spiraled. Started with the birthday cake and it sort of spiraled from there. I was like, birthday cake should be eaten frequently.
Yes.
No, it shouldn't. It should only be eaten on your birthday, the one time at night, after the birthday dinner of avocado and leafy greens.
Except if you've had a few drinks.
But, okay, so I'm going to pivot from you
and
Annette Bianchini. May she rest in peace.
May she rest in peace.
Jan.
So one would look at me and think I'm seemingly healthy.
You are the healthiest person I know.
Healthy, right?
Healthy.
So, and I grew up in the 70s, early 80s, and, you know, it was a house of diet everything.
Diet, Cokes, diet.
Yeah. A lot of TV dinners, a lot of, you know, everything being made in a microwave. Mm-hmm. And not much has changed in my house. Like, we have diet drinks everywhere. I have at least 6 to 8 Splenda a day. There's a lot of things I thought I was doing right. And I got on the phone with Dr. Darryl because I was prepping for this episode. And apparently, not only am I poisoning my entire family, but everything I'm doing is wrong. I mean, like, soup to nuts, everything I'm doing is wrong. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait for him to share, like, all of his stuff. Albert, if what I'm doing wrong is wrong, Albert is
– well, Albert
Albert's going to die tomorrow.
Look at me. Albert
I'm in
will,
the NICU.
We could – watch.
Not the NICU. I'm in the.
You're not in the NICU. You're in the ICU.
The critical ICU.
Yes. CICU.
Albert and I eat a lot of protein bars all day. Like, yes. And actually the same one. And I'm, listen,
we're going
I
down.
Took Dr. Gonna... No, I took Dr. Joffrey's advice. I haven't had a protein bar in 2 days. And
I know, your
Splenda.
Hands are shaking.
I'm shaking. I'm going through withdrawal. I'm hoping that I'm going to report back that I feel amazing. Right now, I'm going through withdrawal.
Okay, so you're going to want to take notes, everybody. Basically, what we're telling you is you're going to want to take notes on this episode. So get your pens, get your pieces of paper, get your iPads, get your phone, put it to the notes section, get your thumbs ready. I'll give you a minute. Pause. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Albert's like, looks combative. Looks angry already. Okay. He's a nutritionist. He's a gut health and inflammation specialist. He's the author of 2 best-selling books, Get Off Your Acid, which I highly recommend. Pick it up. And more importantly... a book I'm going to reread as soon as we're done here, Get Off Your Sugar, which I've gotten off my sugar like 3 times. Okay, every day is a new day. Day 1, he's joining the podcast today to share easy and attainable tips and tools to take control of your health, to fight inflammation, and to lose weight. Please welcome Dr. Darryl Joffrey.
Hey, guys. Kelly, it's so good to see you.
It's great to see you. I mean, we have known each other a long time.
9 years, I think.
I mean, I feel like 9 years, but before then,
oh, yes.
If you recall, you were treating a baby, Joaquin, who had gotten recurring ear infections. I feel like you were fresh out of medical school, like maybe fresh, like... brand new, fresh out of medical school. I didn't want to put him on antibiotics.
Yeah.
And Dr. Joffrey did cranial sacral work. And we never put Joaquin on antibiotics.
Wow.
He was able to cure his ear issues with a little adjustment. Crackety crack.
That's right. Amazing.
But I've been your patient since 2014.
That's right.
In full disclosure. I'm a work in progress. So let's talk gut health because we read about it all the time. It is prominent in the headlines. People talk about gut health. I'll read articles about gut health, and there are so many foods recommended about having good gut health that I know for a fact Dr. Joffrey has banned. So tell me about gut health. Why is it important? How does it affect our immune system?
I think Hippocrates said it best when he said, look to the gut, it is the cause of all dis-ease. When I say dis-ease with a hyphen, I'm talking about lack of balance, lack of harmony. And the more dis-ease that we get in our gut, it turns to disease. And it's interesting because they've called the gut the second brain, but I'm actually calling it the first brain for good reason. And here's why. 80% of your nerve system lives in your gut. 80% of your immune system lives in your gut. 95% of the serotonin, which is our happy feel-good hormone, right, to make us feel really good on the inside, is not made in your brain. It's made in your gut. And probably most important, your gut is what we call, or I call, the first line of defense. It literally is so important to blocking all the toxins that are coming in from the air that we breathe, the water that we drink, the foods that we eat. And listen, we are more toxic than we've ever been in human history, Kelly. I mean, if you look at like the stats and the research, daily, we are exposed to about 80,000 different chemicals. And, you know, us being New Yorkers, I think you'll actually really love this one. They did a study on New York tap water recently, which is, we know, the best water in the country, right?
It's delicious. It's why the pizza's so good. Not that I would ever eat pizza.
Right. Never, never. Me neither.
I can verify. But
what they found was that there are 316 contaminants in New York City tap water, including ibuprofen, which is a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, which is the 16th leading cause of death in the country, something called DEET, which is something that they find in insect repellent, and we're going to love this one the best, Prozac, which maybe this might be good for New Yorkers, I don't know.
Prozac, no wonder I feel so calm after I have a glass of water.
But take one guess where that came from. It came from the urinary discharge of people taking the drug, and that's just one example. I literally could rattle off thousands of toxins that we're exposed to. But here's the thing, our body needs to defend against this. So as these toxins come into our body, down our throat, down our esophagus, through our stomach, that's where we need to crush those toxins, stop them, kill them. All right, so I want you to look at like your gut, especially the stomach acid. And here's where we can't get confused, because when we say get off your acid, right, you know, my tagline, mm-hmm. I'm not talking about the stomach acid. I'm talking about the acid and toxins and inflammation downstream in your gut, your tissues, your body. But we need stomach acid. Look at it like the Michigan defensive line, right? Nothing's getting through that. But what happens is as we get older, yeah, you like that one. As we get older, we don't get stronger. We get weaker. We don't get faster. We get slower. We don't produce more acid in the stomach. We actually produce less acid. And that allows a free pass for all these toxins and stealth pathogens to go right past the stomach, right into your gut. They set up shop. They make babies, they, you know, apartments and all that stuff. They start to cause leaky gut. They make their way through the gut lining into the body where they start to cause downstream issues, which I know we're going to talk about. And most important, they wreck your microbiome and they drive up the inflammation. And at the end of the day, that's a huge problem.
So give us the signs of bad gut health.
Bloating, constipation, diarrhea, acid reflux is a huge one. One in three, you know, people in our country suffer from GERD, which is gastroesophageal reflux disease, something I'm very passionate about because, you know, this is what my dad, you know, went through. And, you know, they're taking these PPIs given by doctors, obviously in a well-meaning effort to make them feel better. But the research shows that 54% of the time, it actually doesn't actually help the symptoms when the actual medications are making the underlying problem worse. So you get this like reflux and all the associated symptoms with reflux. You get chest pain and burn, throat burn. And I experienced this years ago. You get sinus inflammation. And then what happens is you also get the downstream problems that are basically the effect of as these toxins and pathogens and inflammation make their way through that gut wall. Again, we call that leaky gut. When Hippocrates said the cause of all disease, what I'm going to tell you, it's leaky gut. And then these toxins get into the body and then they become systemic. The first organ that gets attacked is the thyroid. So we see hyperthyroidism. We see weight gain. We get tired, right? Because now the body is busy fighting off all these toxins when it shouldn't have to do that. So that drains us of our energy. And then we have other symptoms like skin problems. You know, our skin is the largest detox organ of the body. And when we see anything on the skin, it could be acne, psoriasis, dermatitis, rosacea, whatever the doctors we want to call it, whatever the diagnosis is. I make fun of it. When we hear the word diagnosis, di means two, agnosis means not knowing. The doctor and the patient both don't know what the hell is going on because literally it comes from leaky gut and other things associated with the brain, you know, brain fog, depression, anxiety. And then if it's left unattended to, that's when we get the heavy hitters, chronic degenerative inflammatory diseases, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and Alzheimer's, now the fourth cause of death in our country, something I'm also passionate about. I lost my godmother to it. And what we now know is Alzheimer's parallels inflammation of the brain. Sugar has a lot to do with that.
I know. I was talking before about sugar. You know, I have this thing with sugar. It's a hate relationship with it. I hate it. I still ingest it. Then I hate myself. So it's a hate. It's not even a love hate.
Yeah.
It's just a mindless thing. And I was saying, you know, many, many years ago, 3 decades ago, I quit smoking. I quit drinking. I quit drinking like 6 years ago. I can quit anything. I really do not have what I consider an addictive personality at all. But I will fall back into sugar so easily. It is if I'm stressed out, if I'm bored, if I'm working and I'm not really paying attention to what I'm doing, I will reach for sugar. And I don't mean I don't reach for a Snickers bar. I don't reach for, you know, candy. I reach for things that I think are not that bad for me, like dried cranberries or dried strawberries, not dehydrated, dried. Do you know what these are? And are they bad for me?
Oh, I know what they are because you are looking at a former sugar addict, probably one of the worst addictive personalities as far as sugar goes. And, you know, I had to learn how to beat that, you know, and it wasn't easy. And I'm going to tell you why. You're not the only one. Most of us are addicted to sugar. And if you have a question, if you're addicted or not, here's what I want you to do. Don't eat for 3 or 4 hours and see how you feel. And Jan, you know, we talked about Jan.
Jan is vibrating at the table. I don't know if you can see my table is moving. That's because Jan is having a breakdown, a mental breakdown.
Well, we're going to fix Jan. I promise that. But look, sugar is a drug. It's become America's drug of choice. You know, the average American is consuming 130 pounds of this white stuff every single year. That equates to about 38 teaspoons a day. That's insane because when you look at it, the liver, your body can't metabolize more than 6 teaspoons a day. After that, it literally becomes a liver toxin. Your body starts storing it as fat and it causes so much inflammation. So what happens is the more we eat sugar, the more we're going to burn of that sugar, the more we're going to crave of that sugar. It becomes a vicious cycle. And you said a bunch of things. Yeah, it's the perfect storm. It's stress. It's boredom. It's the pandemic. It's work. It's life. Like, we got a lot of stress right now. It's a ton of stress. And when we're stressed, what do? We're not reaching for the broccoli. We start to stress eat. And when we stress eat, we go for comfort foods, AKA sugar. And what happens is it just becomes this vicious cycle. So what I love about you, Kelly, is that you are looking for better versions of the foods that you know are bad. So these are foods we should never have, the Snickers bar. So, okay, dried fruit, that's a better option. But dried fruit is loaded with sugar. It's loaded with sugar.
I know.
So it's going to still have the same effect in your body. And the problem is that sugar has snuck its way into our diets. It's hiding in so many foods that we think are healthy, but on the reality, they're not. Because, you know, back in the day, you saw on the label sugar and that was it. Now there's 62 hidden names for sugar. The manufacturers know what they're doing. They want us addicted. They want us customers of the sickness, sick care industry for the rest of our lives. So they know you're not going to see sugar. You're going to see things like dextrose, maltose, sucrose, anything that ends in ose, basically that equals sugar, maltodextrin. And then what happens is as you add all those other ingredients up, that becomes one massive tsunami of sugar that's taking you out. It's causing you to be inflamed and it's hijacking your brain.
I know what I'm buying my mom friends for Mother's Day. Fiori joggers. Jan is obsessed. My stylist Audrey is obsessed. So I know they're a sure hit. And if any one of my family or friends are listening to this podcast, hint, hint, these would be a great gift for me. They're designed with their dream knit stretch fabric, which I love because they're so ridiculously comfortable, but yet look so good. By the way, they're not just for women. I'm ordering them right now for Mark because Father's Day is right around the corner. No matter how you stay active, running, swimming, yoga, or just running weekend errands, Vuori is for you. Vuori is offering Let's Talk Off Camera with Kelly Ripa listeners 20% off your first purchase. Get some of the most comfy and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/off camera. That's Vuori.com/off camera. You'll also enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Go to Vuori.com/off camera and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing. Malojo, my production company, is such a small business, so when we hire someone, it makes a huge impact. And Albert, I know you wear so many hats over there, you might not have the time or the resources to hire, but LinkedIn changes all of that. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. So, Albert, the next time we're hiring, if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get qualified candidates within 24 hours. We got Roz, so we know it works. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/off camera. That's linkedin.com/off camera to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Albert, I know you're too busy to be frizzy, so grab Way's new anti-frizz cream. It's a lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control that lasts for up to 72 hours. I'm loving it because it helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching my bone dry hair with intense hydration. And during the summer, that's something we could all use. You'll also be way obsessed with Way's bestsellers like I am. My new favorite is their scalp and body scrub. It's a blend of sugar and coconut oil that cleanses, exfoliates, and moisturizes all at once on your scalp and your skin. I'm also really into their wave spray for this summer. It's a weightless, salt-free mist that gives you that just out of the ocean and my hair dried perfectly look. You know, like that look that is so unattainable. It doesn't make my hair crunchy at all. And it's super easy to use. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code OFFCAMERA for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code OFFCAMERA. Okay, so can you tell us the top 5 foods for strengthening our gut? Everybody write this down.
Absolutely. Number one, probably my favorite on the list, is green leafy vegetables. Yes, guys, we're talking about greens. So I want you to think green juice, green smoothies, green soups, steamed vegetables, sauteed vegetables, you know, spinach, kale, watercress. By the way, watercress just dethroned kale as a top superfood in the world. Amazing.
Oh, no kidding. Or
100 out of 100 points. So that's one you want to add into your salad.
That's very good. I like watercress. Yeah, so that makes me very happy.
And I also love sprouts. Sprouts are amazing because they have a neutral taste. They're not very green. Even my kids eat them. And they're 30 times more nutritious than their vegetable counterpart, especially like broccoli. Broccoli sprouts are the number one anti-cancer fighting food in the world. And the reason why greens are so powerful and why I call them the core of what I've termed a strength eating diet is because they're loaded with minerals. Minerals, especially like magnesium, which is the number one neuroprotector of your brain. So Kelly, when you are craving sugar, what I'm going to tell you is, you know our mantra, it's not about deprivation, it's moderation.
Moderation.
But more so, it's about adding in foods that's going to help neutralize the effects that the sugar is basically having on your system. And that most important component of these greens is magnesium. It takes your body 54 molecules of magnesium to neutralize only one molecule of sugar. So when we're basically putting all this sugar into our bodies, we are depleting ourselves of the mineral, the magnesium mineral. So you want to basically increase more of those magnesium-rich foods, which are these green foods and other forms of magnesium, Epsom salts, baths, trace minerals, sea salt, things like that, Himalayan salt. So that's number one on the list. Number two is fermented foods. So important for your gut. Things like kimchi, sauerkraut, pickles. Why are they so important for the gut? Because they are high in probiotics, Probiotic means for life. So look at your gut like a garden. You want lots of flowers. You don't want lots of weeds. Probiotics are basically going to nurture and strengthen the flowers in your gut. And ultimately, that's what we have to eat more of. So I love fermented foods.
I'm so glad you said that, because Lola always loves pickles. And I'm like, you shouldn't be eating that. Because for some reason in my mind, I thought pickles were a highly acidic food source. But I guess I'm just confusing my own palate preference with what tastes acidic versus what actually is good for your gut balance.
Right. There's a lot of things that are acidic outside of the body, like lemons and apple cider yes. vinegar and pickles. But we don't care what the food does outside of the body. What we care about is what that food does inside the body once you digest it and metabolize it, right? And that's another thing. It's not what you eat. It's what you digest, absorb, and assimilate. And having something like a lemon water is highly alkalizing because it's high in minerals, low in sugar. Same thing with grapefruit, same thing with limes. But that's where we separate the orange, because yes, orange is high in minerals and a lot of goodness, vitamin C, potassium, but it's also high in sugar. So the orange itself I'm okay with, but it's the orange juice, which is basically glorified sugar water, right? You basically.
So if you want to eat an orange as like, say, a snack,
yes.
as a sugar, you would encourage eating the orange?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I would probably say have a green apple, berries, because they're lower in sugar, but the orange is way, way more better than, you know, 1,000 other things that these kids are eating out there. And, you know, when my kids, the other night, Brayden went in right before we were about to eat dinner, he grabbed a green apple out and he put some raw almond butter on it. I'm like, I'm not going to yell at him for eating right before dinner because he grabbed an apple. I'm like, this is what we want to encourage. Fruit is nature's candy, but obviously not all fruits created equal.
I just want you to know Albert just called Child Protective Services on your kids.
Albert.
He heard apple and almond butter shook his head with disgust. Albert will be you're literally the one patient that you will hit a roadblock against.
Oh, I love it. Bring it on, Albert.
Yes.
And listen,
he's your biggest challenge.
Our kids, they're kids. You know, when they're out and they're at parties and things like that, we let them be kids. If there's a piece of pizza or a juice box, we let them have it. But when we're in our environment, we know we control. And that's what we try to teach them. But we let them be kids too.
So they have the moderation of fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. What's the next food?
Next food is bone broth. One of my most favorite anti-aging superfoods. Why is that? Because it has an amino acid in it called proline and glycine. These are so important for basically healing and strengthening the cells that line your gut lining. So it helps heal your leaky gut, but it's also high in collagen, which is so important as we age, because as we age, the collagen levels come down and it's so important to strengthen our connective tissues and our bones and things like that.
What about vegetarian bone broth, which always is puzzling to me? Is that a real thing?
Well, I call it the boneless broth. In fact, I forget if it's my first book or second book, I have a recipe for that. So basically what we're doing is we're taking all the most amazing plants, and because they're high in minerals, and we're making a soup out of that. And from that, we're making a broth. And it's incredible, so powerful, because ultimately it's the minerals that's going to strengthen our gut.
Got it. Okay, what's next?
Omega-3 fatty acids. Most of us know this in terms of fish oil, which is something that we have to take, but it's also the foods that we eat. So I want you to think more things like wild-caught salmon, trout, herring, anchovy, sardines. Omega-3s are so important because they lower inflammation in the body, not just in our gut, but also in our brain.
Did you write that down?
Yes.
Literally, I've seen you not take a single note.
I like
note.
An anchovy. I enjoy a sardine.
He enjoys an anchovy.
You like an anchovy on a pizza.
Yeah, or a Caesar salad.
I remember when I came to you as a patient the first time and I crowed, but I never have soda. I never have juice. I only drink sparkling water. Uh-oh. I'm such an angel. I'm so good. And you shocked me by telling me that sparkling water is actually very inflammatory.
That's right.
And I was shocked to hear that. So what are some of the other foods that we think are healthy that are actually trick not healthy foods?
Yeah, this is what I like to call the unusual suspects. And carbonated water is a big one. I remember going through that with you because it creates so much gas and it's just acidic. You know, when we breathe in oxygen, that's the fuel for the body. But what's the waste product? It's the carbon dioxide gas. that's the toxin that comes out of our body, but that's what we're infusing into the carbonated water. It's 10 times more acidic than tap water. So again, that's why people drink that and they feel worse. They feel more bloating. But some of the others, and I'm going to add a disclaimer, don't shoot the messenger. No, number one is peanut butter. I know. Yeah. I know. It's a big one.
I know this because, as you know, my husband eats peanut butter. He's a big peanut butter guy. He likes peanut butter. And I'm going to use a word. Don't get triggered. Jelly. He likes peanut butter and jelly.
Mark's peanut butter and jelly is one of the best sandwiches I've ever had.
Bread.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I'm constantly like, I marvel at his ability to, but I will say again, he is such an 80-20 guy. He's 80% very disciplined. His 20% is entirely peanut butter and jelly. But okay, so peanut butter is one of those foods that, you know, we always think of as healthy, but peanuts are not so good for us, correct?
Correct. I mean, if you look at it, what the research shows is that peanuts and peanut butter have 21 different forms of something called aflatoxin. Aflatoxin is a cancer-causing fungus. It's dangerous. It's something that we have to avoid like the plague. And here's what they do. This is even wilder. So what they do is they take the peanuts, you know, and all the moldy-looking ones that basically the ones that are the worst, they mash those ones up and that becomes your peanut butter. And they take the prettier-looking peanuts with less mold, that becomes the cocktail peanut. So peanuts are a little bit better than peanut butter, but peanut butter is the worst because you can't see what's in there. And mold, something I went through a few years ago, literally almost killed me, Kelly. It's one of the most dangerous toxins or stealth pathogens for the body. So it's something that we got to avoid. And you go into like Whole Foods in these stores where you see the little glass jars, you can make your own peanut butter. That's actually the worst form of it. All right. You would think it's like the healthiest because you're making it fresh there. No, it's the worst because those peanuts are sitting there exposed to the elements, the light, oxygen, and that's causing more degradation of those peanuts. They become trans fats and all this other bad stuff. So again, peanuts is probably number one on my list. There's more.
Albert looks stricken. I have not seen him like this since Madonna first announced that she was delaying her concert.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I have not seen this look on your face. Okay, so are you writing this down? Peanut butter.
I'm writing it all down.
Okay.
And Kelly, I want to say something because we don't want to like be Debbie Downers now. Like there is a lot of upside to this. You know, so like it's not about avoiding the foods you love. Yes, like I love peanut butter. I just haven't had it in like 20 years since I learned this information. But it's about finding better versions of the food that you love.
That's right. Almond butter.
Perfect.
There you go. Yeah. Listen, I need to do is trick Mark and put the almond butter in that big tub of Skippy that he keeps.
Good luck.
I don't think he'll notice. I think it's all in the presentation. That's what I think. I think it's in the presentation.
I want to report back from that one. That's awesome.
What about brown rice, Jan's favorite food?
Ruined many sushi dinners while eating brown rice because I think I'm being healthy.
Okay, so what about brown rice?
Yeah, didn't we all grow up thinking that brown rice was like the healthiest food there is, right?
Yes.
Right, so this is going to shock you. Brown rice is actually worse for you than white rice. And I know white rice is basically pure starch. There is no nutrition there whatsoever. But the problem with brown rice is you have the whole seed, the whole kernel, you're getting the whole, which traps in toxins, lectins. There's something called lectins that when you ingest them, they go into your gut and they literally punch holes in your gut that causes leaky gut. Plus brown rice has 80 times more arsenic, which is a very, very powerful toxin, neurotoxin, than white rice. So believe it or not, white rice is a better option, but the best option would be grain-free options, something like a quinoa or a wild rice.
Albert just held up this note for me. He wants me to ask you this.
Fried rice. Yes, I make an awesome Albert. I make the best quinoa fried rice recipe.
No.
I'll come over
quinoa fried rice. That's a good recipe.
Quinoa is a seed and wild rice is a grass. So you're going to get that very similar feel to it. And you can make all those things. Like we make wild rice and we have, you know, tacos and things like that. But we use these things and, you know, it's definitely a good swap.
What about kombucha? Because kombucha, I know, is fermented, right? But it's not necessarily the healthiest drink. Is that right?
That too.
It's not. I mean, this is a big one because every time I put this one up on Instagram, people go absolutely nuts. It's like amazing.
Jan just went nuts again in her seat.
She's spinning around. Because yes, it's fermented, But the problem is it becomes an acidic nightmare. Now, why do we all love kombucha? Why is it touted as a health food? Because it's high in probiotics. And as we mentioned before, probiotics are good for the gut. So what I say is just take a probiotic, right? Kombucha is loaded with yeast. It's also loaded with alcohol because in that fermentation process, the byproduct of that is the creation of alcohol. And here's what's wild. There's actually talks going on right now with the powers that be that this should be labeled an alcoholic drink because many times the alcohol content in some of the kombucha is more than the 0.8 legal limit.
So let's talk about alcohol. As you know, I quit drinking several years ago and I have never felt better in my life. I have to say, like, I was shocked. I did it. I intended to do it for, I did sober February because it was the shortest month. and I felt so good that I never went back to drinking. I just felt amazing. So, but if people are going to drink, is there alcohol, like, is there a healthy alcohol? Is there one alcohol that's better than the other?
There's no such thing as healthy alcohol, but of course, it's like my whole mantra is never better best. And it definitely applies to alcohol. So one alcohol that we really want to try to avoid is beer because it's a fermented grain. It's like the double whammy. And obviously that's going to do nothing good for your gut. A better option is going to be wine. So white wine, red wine. But again, remember I said it's high in yeast and most people have massive overgrowth of yeast. We test for that when I do gut testing and a GI map and we'll see that. We'll see the candida yeast. And by the way, Kelly, that is also going to help us or make us crave sugar because it's not really your body craving sugar. It's all these creepy crawlers that you talked about that are hiding in the gut that are craving that because sugar fuels these bad bacteria, including candida. The best option is going to be something like a grain-free vodka, like a Ciroc or a Chopin, or like a tequila. So those are going to be your best options. But it's not just about what you drink. It's what you do around drinking. So if you know you're going to have like a dinner or you're going to have a couple glasses of wine, which is fine, what you want to do is be prepared. So before that, you can get a glass of water. You can put a slice of lemon, which is going to alkalize your body to neutralize some of those acids in the alcohol that come. Because again, acid... alcohol does equal acid. You can get some Himalayan salt, do that, or a scoop of our acid kicking minerals, the most powerful way to do that. So that's like the way it's all about, like, not saying I'm not going to drink alcohol, find the better version of it. And then once you do, what can I also do to negate that? It's similar to what we did with coffee. You know, it's the same thing. How can we make this a better experience? And I've been,
because I refuse, I like to take credit for your acid neutralizing coffee supplement. Because I refuse to quit drinking coffee. Do you remember?
I remember.
The first time we did a cleanse together, he said, no coffee. And I go, then I have to leave because I'm a talk show host. It is the foundation. It's like, take my tongue away.
Yeah.
You know, I can't function without it. And again, it was very challenging for me to give up coffee. And I think the acid neutralizer really has like changed my life.
And Kelly, let me tell you that moment when I met you, it inspired me and changed so many ways that I look at my patients and their care, because up until then, before I met you, I was telling all my clients to not drink coffee. And they're like, yeah, okay, Dr. D, I'm not drinking coffee. And then, yeah, they're going away having like 3 or 4 Starbucks, right? You know, similar to what you said when you're on the show, you're like, I'm still drinking my coffee, but I didn't tell him. So like, when you said that, I'm like, Daryl, what are you thinking? Like, it's not about fitting this into this healthy lifestyle. It's about fitting this into your lifestyle, making it work for you. So that's when I started working on how can we make coffee a better experience? Because the reality is that there is a lot of upside to coffee, but the one huge downside is it's loaded with acid, and acid is corrosive to your gut. It's going to suppress your liver. It's going to suppress, your adrenals, and it's going to create inflammation. So, you know, I started thinking, how can we do that? So simple ways for people to do this, and I'll tell you what we did, was you can grab your coffee, try to make it organic, because coffee is the most heavily sprayed crop in the world with pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides. So it's really important if you're, you know, having your coffee at home, please try to make it organic coffee. But what you can do is get a tablespoon of coconut oil or MCT oil, which is a healthy ketogenic fat that's going to help your body burn fat. It's going to help your body move away from craving sugar. Plus it suppresses hunger. And you can blend that in the blender. You can also add a little pinch of Himalayan salt because that's going to help the cravings for sugar, all those trace minerals. And that is a powerful way to deal with the acids in coffee. We made this much easier. right? It took us 5 years to do this, and I launched it.
You made it so easy for me.
Right, and for me too, because now I'm a coffee drinker because I had to taste test the thing a million times. But basically, we created a powder called Acid Kicking Coffee Alkalizer that you add to your coffee, and it has acid-fighting minerals in it. So it's going to neutralize all that acid in the coffee. So now you get the upside of the coffee minus the downside.
What, you know, I hate this word. I'm going to use it. Jan is making me use it.
Yeah.
I don't like the word hack. I just don't like it. I don't know why. It's
George,
it's like
crazy.
It's the word moist for everybody else. I don't mind the word moist.
Another terrible word.
Yeah, but hack is a really terrible word. But do you have any like good gut hacks?
I have some great gut hacks. I have a new gut hack. So this is like the second version of my internal shower shot that came out last year.
Oh yeah, the shot.
That
yeah,
went
so good.
That went absolutely crazy. And it's purpose, you know, I know you hate the word hack, but it's a biohack to basically reduce the constipation in our gut. Because the reality is that only 5% of us are getting the recommended 25 to 35 grams of fiber that we need. And that's such an important nutrient for our gut to move our bowels. I mean, the average American has 5 to 15 pounds of impacted fecal matter in their gut. So we have to help the gut out. That's what this hack does. And I'm calling it the Internal Shower 2.0. Very, very clever name there, right? So what you're going to do, it's three ingredients. It's super easy and a blender. You're going to get a grapefruit peeled. You're going to get a cucumber peeled, and you're going to get a half of a bunch of cilantro. And before any cilantro haters out there start going crazy, because I know you either hate cilantro or you love it. I happen to love it. You can swap this with something like mint, right? And what you're going to do is you're going to put them in a blender. You don't need any liquid for this because there's so much liquid in the grapefruit and the cucumber. And grapefruit's high in minerals. It lowers inflammation in your gut. Cucumbers are also a high water content fruit, but it's going to help you absorb nutrients and assimilate the foods. And the cilantro is a heavy metal chelator, and it binds to toxins. So it binds toxins in your gut and eliminates them via peeing and pooping, right? So it gets the toxins out along with the fat that's attached to it. So it's a nice weight loss hack as well. So you put the grapefruit in first, chop up the peeled cucumber, put that in, add your cilantro, blend it. And then what you're going to do is drink that on an empty stomach. And I'm telling you, dare I say, this works much better than version one. And it's so easy to do. It's inexpensive. It smells like health. If that's a little too intense, you can add like a little, you know, a teaspoon of some vanilla in there as well. But again, those three things will change. It will transform your gut. And it's going to gently cleanse the gut. Not like you have to like go rushing to the bathroom.
I'm going to swap out the cilantro for the mint because I don't know, this didn't used to happen to me ever, but something happened. I don't know if it's I turned 50, I got into my 50s. I don't know if it's a menopause thing, but I went from a person that loves cilantro and ate cilantro religiously to a person that now thinks cilantro tastes like soap. Mm. So I don't know what happened. It just happened. So now I will swap out the mint for cilantro. And you said it's as effective or is it not as effective? Or should I just add mint to it to disguise the soap flavor?
If you're okay with like, I would try it first by adding the cilantro because the cilantro will be hidden with the grapefruit and the cucumber.
Uh-huh.
And if that's too intense, dump it back in your blender, add your mint and then see how that is. If that works for you, great. If that's too intense, then just do the original swap.
Okay. So what are the worst foods people are eating? Are you tired of scrubbing your bathroom clean? I am. Transform your bathroom cleaning with Wet and Forget weekly shower cleaner. Just spray today and rinse tomorrow for a no-scrub clean. With over 33,000 five-star reviews, it's your once-a-week solution to keeping your tub and shower surfaces sparkling clean. Available at Amazon, Lowe's, Menards, Home Depot, and Ace Hardware. Join thousands who have switched to an easier clean. Get Wet and Forget weekly shower cleaner today and make your bathroom sparkle with zero scrubbing. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. I just ordered some super cute beach cover-ups and cotton sweaters for our upcoming vacation, and Roz is currently sporting their maternity leggings. Roz, what's your review? How many stars?
5 stars.
5 stars.
You're wearing them right now?
I'm literally wearing them right now.
They're adorable.
And they're snug in all the right places.
You know what? You know what angers me is that Quince wasn't around when I was pregnant. Okay? We just had coveralls in every size. That's it. Coveralls. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/offcamera for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/offcamera to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/offcamera. So what are the worst foods people are eating? Albert, lay down on the floor.
Earmuffs.
Earmuffs for Albert.
I like to call this the WMDs with an S diet, weapon of mass destruction for your gut. Number one is wheat, right? What's in wheat? Gluten. Yeah. So gluten it just destroys the gut. It's another leaky gut cause. And if you look at wheat, you know, bread, that's one of the big things that we love. You were talking about that earlier on that peanut butter jelly sandwich. 2 slices of bread is giving you the same amount of sugar as a candy bar. So like we want to have swaps for that. But again, wheat is a big no-no. Meat would be the second one, but I'm not against meat. Like I'm mostly plant-based, but I still eat animal protein, mostly wild-caught fish. I'll eat a little bit of red meat here and there. But the problem with meat is eating too much meat, right? The average American consumes 5 times the amount they should be. The amount they should be eating is 2 to 4 ounces per meal, but they eat way more than that. And what happens, Kelly, is now it turns to sugar in your body, in your liver. It's something called gluconeogenesis. So now you think you're eating healthy and clean, but now all of a sudden your body's making sugar. You start craving more sugar. And it's also the quality of the meat, because meat, it's not just what you're eating, it's what you're eating is eating, right? And they're eating a lot of toxic things, and you know they're giving all these growth hormones and antibiotics, which wrecks our gut as well.
So you should pay attention to what, you know, sometimes I always make fun of, but I don't really eat a lot of meat, very, very rarely. And I always have what I like to call a French portion of meat, the size of a credit card.
Love that.
And that's it. I guess it does matter where the beef comes from, because when they say, oh, it's Wagyu or it's this or it's, I don't know. There's all these different fancy words for like steaks and things. And I never really pay attention to it because it always sounds so pretentious. Yeah. But I guess it does make a big difference.
It does. And you know, this is one area where if we can spend a little bit more money, and I know times are tough right now for everybody, but if we can, this is where I want you to do it. Ideally, I want you to buy grass-fed beef and grass-fed chicken, because if it's conventional chicken, the chicken's fed with corn and soy. That is, those are omega-6 fats, which there you have to understand there's fats that heal and fats that kill. Omega-3s, like we talked about, are anti-inflammatory. Omega-6s are pro-inflammatory, and that's what these animals are eating. And that's going to drive up the inflammation in your body, but you're getting it indirectly. So, you know, I love to go to the farmers markets. They're amazing, and they have these grass-fed sources. They're much less expensive, probably what you would find comparable to the conventional meats in the grocery stores. And I think that's something that a lot of us can do who are on a budget. You could find ways to do it. But that's something that's super important, because again, what they're putting in these things are so toxic. And the fish, I call it frankenfish. I mean, they're taking salmon. They're calling it wild caught because they're farming it in the Atlantic Ocean. And guess what they're doing? They're injecting it with pink dye to actually make it look like it's Alaskan salmon. It's sick.
Yeah.
It's sick.
I actually saw that. We were in Vancouver, Canada, and we saw one of those salmon farms, and I couldn't believe it. And then we actually went on a fishing excursion where they caught actual wild salmon. And they were showing us the difference between the color of the two, and it was shocking. It was really shocking.
That's wild. You really to see it. It's wild.
To see it is really wild.
No pun intended.
The reason, exactly. Okay, so what else, Albert? Just asked me, by the way, are 4-piece chicken nuggets bad for him? That's what the note
it's
just.
It's on the dollar menu.
I think I need to spend a week at Albert's house.
No, you're going to need to spend.
Maybe a month. Nuggets be bad.
You're going to need to spend 6 to 8
They're
months.
On the dollar menu, for Christ's sake.
Albert, progress, not perfection. Add one thing. That's all I'm going to ask of you today. One.
All right,
thing,
I'll wrap it in a lettuce leaf, but don't take away.
So the third one is D, which is dairy, right? This is a big one. We are literally the only mammals that consume another mammal's breast milk after weaning. Cows don't even drink cow's milk. Cow's milk was designed for baby cows, not for baby humans. It's crazy. It's the number one allergy in children. It causes so much mucus production in the gut. So we have to ditch dairy. Let's swap it for things like unsweetened almond milk, coconut milk, hemp milk. If you got to go with dairy, I would say raw goat's milk would be your best version because it most closely mimics human breast milk. But other than that, I really want to do our best to try to stay away from that. The one thing that I do use is grass-fed butter because I think it's a really good source. You can do some clarified butter, but I like the grass-fed butter when we're cooking. I also use coconut oil.
I'm telling you, once you get, I'm talking to Albert right now. Once you get on Dr. Joffrey's plan, you will forget this other garbage that you eat. I promise you. You're not deprived of anything. There is no deprivation. It's just, I've made you the avocado mousse. You loved it.
Yeah, it was good.
You loved it. You could not believe it was an avocado, right, as a matter of fact.
Kelly, when I started out, I guarantee you, I guarantee you I was worse than Albert. That's how much sugar I was ingesting. You know, I got so overweight, 50 pounds heavier than I am today. But I started, Albert, with just a green juice. Like, that was it. I said, I'm not going to take anything away because deprivation doesn't work. It's not good for the body. It's not good for the mindset either. You know, so what we want to do is just start to add one thing. It's that 1%. I remember Pat Riley in 1986. He had the best team on paper. They lost the NBA finals. So the next year he said, let's just start by improving everything by 1%, our foul shots, our three pointers. And what happened? It became a geometric explosion in the production of what this team did. They went on to win the actual championship.
Did you hear that, Albert? Basketball reference.
I heard it. Yeah. That's the round ball, right?
That's the round ball, yes.
Got to meet him where he's at. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're overweight or you're underweight. It's really about finding your balance. It's about eating the right foods, the right macros that's going to strengthen your body. And when you do that, the body takes care of itself. I mean, your body is so smart. It's so innately intelligent. You know, it's the God within us. It knows what to do. We just got to get out of the way. We got to stop poisoning the body because ultimately, the reason why we're all so sick, and I hear this all the time. People come to me, they're like, Dr. D, I'm doing all the right things, you know, that you told me to do. I'm strength eating. I'm taking the supplements. I'm exercising. Heck, I'm meditating. Why do I still feel like crap? It's because we're so toxic. And if we can get the toxins out of the body, because detoxification, Kelly, is more important literally than the nutrients we put into the body. When you start to put the right things in, then your body will lose weight or gain weight. Doesn't matter. It's just about the right, it's about the right diet, about the right lifestyle.
But it's never too late, is it? I mean, it's never too late to start a program like this.
Doesn't matter what card you're dealt, how old you are. I mean, listen, right now, whether we like it or not, we're living into our hundreds. I mean, genetically, we could live to 120 years old. I mean, we're seeing the centenarian population going on with their next act. So it's not too old, but we have to also understand is that our longevity is all based on, determined by the quality of the choices you make right now in this moment. Your body is so amazing how it can heal itself. Just like when you cut your skin, you know, your body can mend a broken bone. Right? It's not the Band-Aid that heals your skin. It's not the bacitration. Your life heals. But we have to give the body the things to basically facilitate that. And if we do that, your body will do what it needs to do. It's going to extend its lifespan, and not just extend its lifespan because people are living longer, but they're dying sooner. I'm talking about getting to 100 in style, like you're going to do. That's my plan, right?
Yeah, I don't want to be 100 and like crawling through life. I want to be 100 and still living a great, productive, healthy life. That's really the goal.
And that comes down to what we do right now.
Right now. I just want to thank you so much for doing our humble podcast and remind our listeners to make sure you pick up Dr. Joffrey's books. Get Off Your Acid is the first book, and Get Off Your Sugar, which I'm going to reread as soon as we sign off here. And make sure you check out Dr. Joffrey's website, getoffyouracid.com, for more information. He's got incredible products there. Again, this is not a commercial. I use them myself, and I swear by them. And my life has greatly improved. Albert, you are going to, I'm telling you, I know that you're a skeptic, but trust me, after this, I know that Jan's already converted. Jan will be a convert. Dr. Joffrey, Albert will be your greatest challenge of all time.
I love it. I welcome it.
All time. Thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. Give my love to the family.
I will. Thank you so much, Kelly. Right back at you.
Dr. Daryl Joffrey, everybody. Woo! Bye.
Bye, guys. Thank you. Thanks, Jan.
Thanks again.
Bye.
Bye. I think I decided I'm going to walk into Central Park and hope to get run over by a high-speed horse and buggy.
It never happens.
But here's the thing. Like, I think I'm doing it the wrong way because I'm trying to take out all the things and start all the things he's saying.
No.
But I
should add in the
just
things.
Add in the things and keep what I'm going, what's going on, and then eventually, because I had a green juice today and I didn't have all my other things, so maybe I just need to add, not just take away.
Yeah, I've done the detox with him, and that is very rigorous. And I would do it. I would add in the positives and slowly take away the negatives. Don't forget, everyone, to tell your friends about this episode. Spread the word. You know you loved it. You know you're feeling, right this moment, you know that you are doing one of two things. You're either throwing away every toxic food in your cabinet, or you're going out to get the 4-piece nuggets from the Dollar Menu.
DMing Albert.
You're DMing Albert. Yeah. All right. Can't wait to talk off camera with y'all next week. Bye, everybody. Woo! Let's Talk Off Camera with Kelly Ripa is a co-production of Melojo Productions and PRX Productions with help from Goat Rodeo. Our theme song is Follow Me from APM Music. From Melojo, our team is Kelly Ripa, Mark Consuelos, Albert Bianchini, Jan Chalet, Devin Schneider, Michael Halpern, Jacob Small, Roz Therian, Seth Gronquist, and Julia Desch. From PRX Productions, our team is Kara Schillen, Genevieve Sponsler, Megan Nadolski, Isabel Kirby McGowan, Max Johnston, Edwin Ochoa. Additional sound design by Terrence Bernardo. The executive producer of PRX Productions is Jocelyn Gonzalez. This show is powered by Stitcher.